The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, good evening, MG. Welcome to Monday.
Well, no Sydney teams eliminated, and what a semi-final series we've got on our hands. Wow. Storm and Rabbits, wasn't that a classic game?
Amazing.
Cafusi v Burgess. Rabbitohs were gallant. Penrith over the Warriors. Maloney and Kikau. The Warriors just ran out of steam. Roosters and Sharkies. Cooper Cronk, that's where you buy a guy like him. And the yesterday's game, which we'll talk about at length in a second, Dragons. Dragons!
Did you see it coming?
Oh, no way! And if anyone but Dragons fans or Dragons players say they did see it coming, they're liars.
They're fibbing. I saw it coming. Absolutely. Liam Flanagan here with MG, as always. We have got plenty to rip into from the weekend. Storm, Panthers, Roosters and the Dragons were your winners. And the Giants, MG.
Yes, they ended
the season of the Sydney Swans on Saturday afternoon. Smashed them. It earns them a game against Collingwood this Saturday night. St George Illawarra hat-trick hero Tarek Sims will join us at 6:35. Another double to join us, MG, in our private suite at Rosehill Gardens. When you hear that trumpet, 133353, that's your opportunity to call in and win your way to the debauchedly Golden Rose Day at Rosehill Racecourse, along with you and I, MG, in our VIP suite. MG, a former Sydney Swan is being declared a star after his first ever game of NFL.
Yeah, he is, isn't
this,
he?
This audio from a former punter and media pundit is very, very full of praise for this young man. We'll play that to you in about 20 minutes. But next, MG, less than 2 weeks ago on this show, we had Dragons fans calling in.
Yes, we had Dragons fans burning their jerseys. We had Dragons fans saying, no more for me, I'm quitting the club. Well, do you still feel the same way? 133353. Give us a buzz, Dragons fans. Let us know exactly what you're feeling about your team's victory yesterday.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. I'd love to hear from one of those fans who's brave enough to put up their hand and say, I got it wrong.
This is for the Broncos and the Warriors.
Oh.
Another one bites the dust.
Whack.
See ya, boys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, I'm looking forward to your MEG at the end of the show tonight.
So am I.
For your performance of the weekend.
Because there have been some great performances all around the world in sport.
Absolutely. We're speaking to a bloke, Tarek Sims, who scored three first-half tries yesterday against the Broncos. He'd surely be in the mix.
Definite nominee.
He'll join us in about 20 minutes. MG, we've got to give a big shout-out to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, which is the home of real brands and real savings. And during this finals campaign, head on into Chemist Warehouse and you can pick up an AFL or NRL team fragrance for just $19.99.
Wow. That's basically giving it away.
What would the Dragons fragrance smell like, MG?
Oh, victory. and a bit of maybe campfire scent. You know that, when you're around the campfire as a kid with the marshmallows in the fire.
Oh, yes.
And you come away from the fire and you can smell your clothes.
Yes.
And so, I like that smell.
That's a good smell. Mm. Yeah, okay, I like that. All right, we'll head into your local Chemist Warehouse. Mine's at Randwick, MG. You're at Pierre at Homebush.
I've got one at Penrith.
Very good. Chemist Warehouse is the home of real brands and real savings.
Trending now.
MG, it was the lock of the finals, except no one told the Dragons.
It was. I think every expert or so-called expert predicted a Broncos win by a lot. And, look, I think they were a little bit complacent yesterday, the Broncos. They had McCulloch back. They've been dominating teams in the middle. But, look, after the first set, the Dragons showed their intentions big time with James Graham leaving the line to make a couple of big hits. Frizzell's first couple of runs, he was like the juggernaut. And Tarek Sims played out of his skin. There's no reason they can't do the same against the Rabbitohs.
Saturday night, that is now a fantastic set-up final. The other semi-final will be, of course, the Sharkies taking on your Panthers, MG.
Another fantastic matchup.
We're going to rip into all the news stories out of those other games. But just getting back to the Dragons at the moment, 133353, we invited Dragons fans to come on because 2 weeks ago, a 38-0 drubbing at Cogger against the Bulldogs had Dragons fans doing all sorts of things. Paul in Terrigal, you're a Dragons fan. Are you back on board?
I am, mate. Yeah, I didn't burn my jersey or anything like that. But I was saying to your producer, I've been a season ticket holder for 17 years, and I think those people that burn jerseys and things like that aren't real fans. They're not real supporters, because you follow the team and the club irrespective of what they're going through. But having said that too, I thought they'd get flogged yesterday. So
you know what? You're an honest man. We love that here on the Rush Hour.
Well, we reward honesty here on the Rush Hour, Paul. It's tough for me to say. Rush, stay random, Sydney T, heading your way, Paul. Thank you for your...
Look at you,
we haven't thrown one of those out for a little while.
You're Santa Claus over there? Wow. It was just a fantastic... Look, the game yesterday for the Dragons, they kind of... I saw something midweek that I predicted Broncos by a point. I thought it was going to be close. But I saw James Graham being interviewed by the throng of media through the week, and he was really standoffish. The usually affable Englishman was building up for something. He was angry. And I think that, you know, we'll probably ask the same thing of Tarek Sims when we speak to him a little bit later on about exactly how angry they were, because it's been building up for a while, that win.
Mm.
You know, they've been playing pretty ordinary footy for a long
48
time.
48 to 18.
You know what? A little injection of Zach Lomax, a young kid in the team, always seems to make matters better for teams when they bring a kid in.
Well, let's look at that for a moment. James Graham suffered the head knock. He, you'd imagine, will get up for this weekend's game.
He'll be there.
Jack DeBellin's declared himself a better than 50% chance of playing with that high ankle sprain. Gareth Widdop, he's dislocated his shoulder again. He's locked in for surgery. Mary McGregor said it took 30 minutes to get his shoulder back in, and he is no chance of playing for the Bunnies this weekend. So what does Mary McGregor do at selection this week? Nightingale could be available. Ewan Aitken is available after that hamstring injury.
Yep.
What does he do?
Oh, he kind of, after that win, you're trying not to do too much. You know that Widdop's out, so Mann will go straight in for him. I'd keep young Zach Lomax exactly where it is.
You don't bring Aitken in?
I put Aitken where Mann was, as the kind of utility on the bench to come and play anywhere in the back line, and even a little bit of lock forward if you have to, because he's built like a little nugget. So, I wouldn't try and tamper too much with what a good thing it was up there at Suncorp. So Zach Lomax is a superstar.
Nice goal kicker too.
Yeah, and he's not tainted by any of the last couple of months. You know, he's only 18 or something, but... What is the size of the kid, and that Fifita? What about the Fifita for the Broncos at 18 years of age? Gee, our game's in good shape with those young kids coming through.
Absolutely. You reckon Ewan Aitken's saying to Mary McGregor, "Hey, I'm not scared of GI. Do you remember what I did to him earlier in the season?" Dredging that back up. Daniel in Wollongong, Dragons supporter who I believe called in a couple of weeks ago when they had that not-so-flash performance against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I was just commenting on their lack of effort. Well, didn't that change on the weekend, boys?
Not right. You're not wrong, Dan. I didn't see it coming. I honestly didn't. But they've obviously got it in them. You look at their team on paper and it's star-studded. You never lose your ability. You lose your will to win. And for the last couple of months, they've lost that. But it was back in abundance yesterday.
I'd hate to be any halfback facing Tarek Sims coming at me in attack or defence. I'll tell you what, he destroyed the Broncos' back.
And you know what, Dan? They know they can do that now. Like, that's, you know, they played the Broncos, who are arguably the form team of the competition. They've dusted them up in their backyard. So, look, it's going to be... look, I think the Rabbitohs are going to come out breathing fire as well after being beaten by Melbourne last week. But, again, both these games on the weekend, Friday and Saturday, for mine... 50-50.
MG, we like a man who can admit when he's wrong. Daniel and Wollongong, we're sending you a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt as well.
Oh, wow.
All right, MG, up next, we've got to talk about the other performances from the weekend.
Yeah.
Your Panthers flying.
It's a reset. You know, the semi-finals are a reset from the NRL proper, and the Dragons and Panthers did exactly that.
What about the performance of the coach, Cameron Serraldo?
Got something to say on him next.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Make sure you keep listening. At any point during the show, we could play that trumpet sound effect, which is your cue to call for your chance to join us in our private suite at DeBortley's Golden Rose Day at Rosehill Gardens on September 2nd. MG, we are still talking about the weekend's performances, and this game on Friday night down at Amy Park... It was a cliffhanger.
And it's taken here by George Burgess. A terrific tackle. But they're in range. Here we go. It comes down to Munster. Left foot. Strikes it. He got it. He got it. Cam Munster. As cool as you like.
Oh, wow. It's for mine, the game of the year. It just had everything. You know when you're sitting home watching a game of sport and it forces you to get out of your chair? That hasn't happened to me very often. Mm. But on Friday night, 4 or 5 times, I jumped out and I went, wow. Like, especially a couple of them Storm tries were fantastic. Ado Carr's inside kick, young Brady Cross kick for Vunivalu. And then the Rabbitohs just wouldn't go away. Mm. The Rabbitohs were gallant. They've never scored that many points down there. They've never won down there. And to be only 1 point between the two teams shows me that they're both superior teams.
Yeah, 29-28 means the Storm get the weekend off and the Bunnies take on the Dragons at ANZ Stadium this Saturday night. The bloke we spoke to on Friday, the Bunny for Life, Sam Burgess, he would be really disappointed with his own performance, you'd reckon?
Yeah, it happens, you know. That's rugby league. You're not going to play at 8 or 9 out of 10 every weekend, you know. Mm. You're going to have your sixes and sevens, and hopefully that's out of the way for Big Sam, because I think Storm really targeted him, especially Kafusi. You know, he had a zero in on Sam every time he had the ball, and especially that hit off the kickoff. But look, Munster, cometh the hour, cometh the man. Beautiful field goal to ice the game. But as I said, the Rabbitohs hadn't scored that many points down in Melbourne ever, and they were only 1 point away from victory. So they'll be confident going into this weekend, I bet you.
Yeah, they're an absolute juggernaut, the Melbourne Storm. You've got to tip your hat to Craig Bellamy and the system he got in place down there.
I will say, there was a... Look, we haven't spoken about the referees these semi-finals, and I'm glad, because I think the refereeing has been really, really good.
Mm.
Because they've kind of kept their whistles in their pockets, and they've allowed both teams, and I mean that, both teams to creep inside the 10 a little bit, so we see a little bit more attrition in the games, you know, starting to flow. But that forward pass that he called from Ado Carr, he passed it to Slater, which wasn't one bit forward. If that cost Melbourne the game, we would have heard a lot more about it.
Well, Craig Bellamy was on the Saturday NRL show, and he was unhappy with the refs, and they won the game, so you can only imagine how he would have been if they hadn't got up. Let's move on to the Saturday afternoon game. Your Panthers, MG, 27-12 win over the Warriors. James Maloney, you forget, well, it's been talked about all year, you don't really forget, this is his 8th final campaign in 9 years, in the past 9 years, and he just loves this time of year.
He laps it up. The Warriors started on fire, and I was commentating with Dan and Gerds, and I looked at Gerds and I went, the Warriors have come to play. And the first couple of runs they had off the kickoff, and Tyrone Peachey went flying, and someone else got injured, and I went, oh, man. And then all of a sudden they scored, and it was 12-0, 12-2 or something, and then James Maloney, you mentioned him, he kicked a 40-20. And
19th minute of the game.
And you saw the Panthers players kind of just go, okay, here we go. And that was the turning point of the game. From that moment on, Penrith weren't going to lose. And the Warriors, even though it was only 20 minutes into the game, kind of looked defeated then.
And the Roger Tuivasa-Sheck injury obviously had an impact as well. He's, you know, he's second or the favourite for Dally M in a couple of weeks' time. But
yeah, that was a big blow to the Warriors. And that when you lose your inspiration, it's hard to manufacture it.
Cam Soraldo, rookie coach of the Penrith Panthers, heading into another do-or-die game this Friday night against the Sharkies. How would he be feeling now?
Well, last week we had the good fortune to interview him. I interviewed him as well for Channel 7, and both times I was so impressed. I was so impressed with him, with his confidence about the procedures. Look, I think the auditions are over for Penrith. He's their coach for the next 2 years. If I was Penrith, I would be signing Cameron Soraldo as the first grade coach. I wanted him to win a semi-final before I jumped on the bandwagon. He won last week, and I think the players love him. And I think once you've got the dressing room as a coach, that's three quarters of the battle. And when you've got the dressing room and you keep having the dressing room, he's young, he's vibrant, he's new to the game, he hasn't got any scar tissue, and all the players around the club love having him at the helm. So it's time, Mr. Gould, Gussie, to put his name on the dotted line for a couple of years. A
couple of years, 2 year contract?
2 year deal.
Nice. Cameron Soraldo, you heard it here. MG wants him installed as the permanent coach for the next 2 years at the Panthers. All right.
No matter what happens from now on. Because
regardless of whether they get knocked out this weekend?
Regardless. Yep.
Okay. Moving to the final game from the weekend that we haven't spoken about yet, the Roosters Sharks. A lot to break down from this one. The Roosters, MG, 21-12 win over the Sharkies. They just gave a little bit of a flex, didn't they? James Sedesco, Cooper Cronk. Oh, they just...
Wow. And you know, when... Roosters bought both them two players, Liam, Tedesco and Kronk, we all thought, okay, they're going to be strong. They're going to be strong, but they're still beatable.
Mm.
Well, I just mentioned a minute ago about cometh the hour, cometh the man. Well, these guys here, just they showed why they're such big game players. I think this is Tedesco's first semi-finals campaign.
Yes.
If you can believe that.
He's usually been on footy trip by now.
Well, Cooper Cronk's 50th. You know, he's and just cool as a cucumber, Cooper Cronk was. And I must say that Hargraves was great up front. You can't do all – these guys can't do all this unless they're forwards. And that's why Penrith went so well. Mm. You know, the likes of Fisher-Harris and Campbell-Gillard and Merrin and Tarmo off the bench and Moses Leota off the bench and big Billy Kickow. So same with the Roosters. Their forward pack was on point. And if they weren't, the Roosters wouldn't have won.
Very quickly, Wade Graham. You named him fourth in your power rankings last week, fourth most important forward into the weekend's game. Mm. ACL done for the year, and you'd imagine he's going to miss a chunk of next year as well. Heartbreaking news for Wade Graham.
Heartbreaking.
Can they win it without him?
It's going to be harder. It's going to be a lot harder. I'm not going to say they can't because that'll just give Sharks ammunition against my Panthers, and I don't want that. It's going to be harder. Let's face facts. You know, he's an experienced campaigner. He's a co-captain. He's got a left-foot kick down that left-hand side, which is just gives him another instrument. So, yeah, it's going to be harder. But saying that, they're a gritty team, Sharkies, and I would not, for 1 minute, underestimate them for a second.
And the other big story out of that game is Latrell Mitchell. This was the moment in the game. This is Bill Harrigan and Jamie Soward on Triple M NRL's call.
We see a replay now of Latrell Mitchell, and it's a bad one too. He'll get charged for this.
That is big, big trouble.
Oh, he'll get charged.
That'll be the major headline coming out of tonight.
The crusher tackle, MG, the carryover points from a previous incident this year means that even with an early guilty plea, he will miss a game. So he is challenging the charge. That'll be Wednesday night. We'll keep you posted on that one live during the show. Does he miss?
He gets a week. Yeah.
He gets a week for that?
Yeah, I think the cannonball, we got 75 carryover points against Newcastle. And now the crusher tackle, there's two, you know, misdemeanors. He probably needs to work the cool his heels. He's had a massive year. You know, he's probably just under a bit of pressure. And they're two tackles we don't want to see in the game. And if he's done both them tackles in the last few weeks, well, it's time to kind of realise that they're not the go.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M up next. And Aussie has made an outstanding NFL debut this morning. We'll play that audio next.
It's the show Sydney loves to hate.
Ew.
To love.
Nobody loves it better than me.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Make sure you keep your ears open for the race trumpet. That's your cue to call 133353 to win your way into our private suite at Rosehill Gardens September 22nd. MG, the NFL season kicked off over the weekend.
I just found something out before the show that we have a common interest in the NFL.
And the Carolina Panthers, MG.
Yeah.
And is both of our teams.
Well, obviously, because I'm a Panther and you're...
And they have the same colours as the AFL team. I support Port Adelaide.
Well,
so
there you go. Go Cam Newton.
So, and they had a win this morning over the Dallas Cowboys.
They did.
But it's the performance of Michael Dixon. An Aussie punter from Sydney, was in the Sydney Swans Academy for a brief period of time. He's a big unit, 6'3", 93 kgs. He was an All-American punter for in his college days.
Yep.
At the University of Texas. He goes pretty well.
And has he got the twang yet?
Like,
after being in like America for 6 days, everyone seems to get an American accent.
No,
you know,
he's sticking true to the Aussie accent.
Okay, great.
But he was taken in round 5 of the NFL draft, which is high for punters. Okay, by the Seattle Seahawks. He made his debut this morning, and this is the voice of Pat McAfee, who was a former punter in the NFL. He's done a bit of media work now. He's got just a lazy 1.3 million followers or something on his social media, spruiking the efforts of Michael Dixon this morning.
First quarter, Seahawks traveling to Mile High, Denver. Michael Dickinson, the highly touted rookie punter from Texas and Australia. Balls at the 39, toes on the 25. Let's see what he can do. End over end punt. Adam Pac-Man Jones decides not to field it. Down at the 2 yard line, tossed back to the 5. Michael Dickinson is the truth. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. This young stud's gonna be a playmaker for the brand for a long, long, long time.
They can you know, they can add mayo on stuff,
oh,
can't
they? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's only America. So was he calling that from his garage or something?
I think he was sitting in front of his TV at
home. Oh, okay. Commentating on his own camera.
Well, he's a former punter, so he has a vested interest in how the new punters go.
I love his enthusiasm.
And there's people, there's certain people, certain American pundits saying that he should be the rookie of the year before he'd even played a game. That is how highly he's rated. It's the way he can make the ball turn at right angles when it lands, which is something they haven't seen before. But unfortunately, Seattle lost the game, so he's 0-1 to start the season. But
good on you, bud.
He's certainly someone we'll keep our... I'm sure he listens to the show. So shout out to Michael, and congratulations on your NFL debut.
We'll get him on for a chat.
Absolutely. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Tarek Sim from the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still to come in about 10 minutes, MG will give his MEG for the performance of the weekend. And MG, we've spoken about the performance of the Dragons at length earlier in the show and that terrific win over the Broncos yesterday. And this man's performance was certainly one of the talking points. He's the hat-trick hero. You'd reckon he gets to sit at the head of the table at the next Sims family dinner. Tarek Sims, outstanding performance yesterday. How's the body pulled up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. Oh, mate, look, it's actually pulled up surprisingly well. I've carried a few niggles throughout the back end of the year, but, feeling really good. You know, we had the day off training today, actually, so I've got a little reward there. We flew back straight after the game last night, so we didn't get home till about 12:30, 1 o'clock. So, bit of a rest day today, and then we're back into it tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, in the lead up to the game, nobody gave you a chance. I know you guys were very confident, but you could sense in the first set of six of the Dragons' defence yesterday that you'd come to play. James Graham leading the line, yourself, Frizzell making a break with his first run. There was intent that wasn't there maybe a month ago.
Yeah, look, we were always confident leading into the game. You've got to be, and you know, we spent a large amount of this year in the top four, and then we've only sort of just dropped out within the last few weeks. So we're very confident, leading into that game. We knew we weren't going to get anything off the referees or off a Wayne Bennett coach side. So we had to really roll the sleeves out there and go up into that sort of atmosphere with a really good attitude, and that's what we turned up with.
Now, on a personal note, I reckon you'll have to go back maybe to under sevens or under eights until you scored three tries and a half.
I'm flat out trying to count the three little ones, score three tries. So, it was one of those things where, we had a lot of momentum. MG, momentum plays such a big role in rugby league, and we had a lot of that in the first half. We let them back into the game sort of in the first 10 minutes of the second half, but we're lucky enough to sort of muscle back the momentum and finish pretty strong.
Tarek, talk to me about your playmaker Ben Hunt, a bloke who's been under more pressure than most all season. We know the price tag that he comes with to the Dragons.
Yeah.
Then first final finds himself back at his old stomping ground, Suncorp Stadium, against his old teammates, and produces the performance that he did yesterday.
Yeah, look, I admire Ben a lot. He's the position that he plays, it demands a lot of criticism, and when all the flashy stuff happens, he looks great. But when the teams aren't going the best, it always seems to fall on the halves. So as a forward and as Ben Hunt's forward, I was pretty angry at not only ourselves but just the way that we let the media sort of bash him around a bit. To his credit, he turned up ready to play, and we laid a nice platform for him yesterday. But some of those kicks yesterday that he put in were outstanding. Along with our kick chase, we really were able to suffocate him in the arm wrestle of the game. But he like you said, he has been in the media for a lot of negative things. But to his credit, he's come out and performed really well for us.
That's a very honest appraisal. Yourself and a young gun called Tavita Pengai Jr. locked horns a few times yesterday, and look, it's 1-0 Tarek Sims, but he's definitely a player of the future.
Oh, absolutely. Look, he's a powerful, athletic, player, and I think he'll be around, as long as he doesn't get hit with injuries, I think he's going to be around for a very long time. And, you can feel his power when he runs. He's a really big boy, and yesterday I was just trying to get under his skin, and it ended up working. So,
what did you say to him? Can you tell us what you said to him?
Oh, I just admired him, and I really appreciate him as a football player.
Yeah, MG, this is one of the things we love about Tarek. The infamous battle with Conrad Hurrell earlier in the season. He picks his marks and he goes after them, and you probably say 2-0 on the scoreline this year.
You know, I love those personal battles. I remember growing up, used to watch all the personal battles going on out there on the footy field, and you know, it was great. I love the challenge. You know, as long as you're on the winning side of them. But yesterday I like to think that I snuck away with a little win there.
This time of the year is all about confidence. You'll gain a lot after that win yesterday going into the South. You just pulled up at the Brad Fittler Medal tonight for the New South Wales Best Player. Who gets your vote?
Oh, look, it'd be pretty tough to look past Tedesco, I think. The way that he attacked every single game, he's just such a strike weapon. He's very solid in defence and he's outstanding in attack. I think he delivered, you know, in every sort of asset of the game.
Now, MG, these black tie galas aren't necessarily your natural environment, but Tarek strikes me as the sort of bloke who's pretty comfortable walking down the red stuff.
Bit of James Bond about it.
You had plenty of time in front of the mirror to get ready for this evening, Tarek?
Oh, look, I just get told what to wear off from Cheese and Kisses, and then, you know, you boys know how it is. They're the boss, and you just do what you're told. So, I just do what I'm told.
That's called Yes, Darling, How High, Darling.
Yes.
How high do you want me to jump? Yeah.
Tarek, enjoy the evening, and we cannot wait for this game Saturday night, Dragons v. the Bunnies. It's going to be an absolute belter.
I can't wait, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
And just for a few people suggesting that you're whack on the Warriors and Broncos at the top of the show with another one bites the dust was a little bit harsh. Your season's still alive. Warriors 10-4 winning over the Roosters at Allianz Stadium, and the Broncos 30-4 wins over the Dragons at Suncorp.
Would have played the same song, said the same thing if the Panthers were out.
Holden's Women's Premiership kicked off on the weekend. Fantastic.
Oh, how good was it?
The MEG for the performance of the weekend coming up very shortly. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival, September 8 to October 13 at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
Triple M.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG's exclusive private Golden Rose Day.
MG, our private suite at Rosehill Gardens, September 22nd for the DeBortley Wines Golden Rose Day is filling up.
It's filling up beautifully.
It's filling up, and today we're going to add somebody else.
Yeah, one of my favourite places in New South Wales is the Central Coast of Sydney, and we have a gentleman by the name of Matty from Central Coast. Matty, g'day, mate.
How are you guys?
Fantastic. What part of the Central Coast are you from?
I'm at Norahville.
Oh, fantastic.
Do we like that part, MG?
So it's beautiful, mate, up there. Anywhere north of the...
Your minor.
Yeah.
He can say it. He's
from
there.
I was going to say Mooney Bridge, but... hey, Matty, guess what, my man?
What's that?
You're coming to the races, brother.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I've been trying for a week now.
Oh, fantastic, Matty. Congratulations. You and a mate. Oh, as MG always asks, who are you going to bring?
Who are you bringing, Matty?
I'll be bringing the missus.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, very smart.
Great points.
All the blokes who've won thus far are being very, very diplomatic and saying they're bringing their partners, which is a smart play. Matty, we're also going to throw you $100 cash so you can either buy something nice for yourself or your wife to wear on the day, or maybe have a responsible flutter.
A flutter. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Not a worry, pleasure, Matty. We look forward to it.
Thanks for listening, brother.
Matty, you'll be joining us September 22nd at Rosehill Gardens. Remember, you can leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival the 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. You can get tickets for that day, MG. We're going to be there from just $24 if you book online.
Bargain.
So Rush Hour with MG.
Tell our mate, bring a partner.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Before we go, the MEG up next for performance of the weekend.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
I'll see you last shine. I'm coming home.
He's 104.
Good AFL player in his day.
Yes, he was. Played for the Coburg Tigers.
The big joy man.
Yeah, I don't think that was his name when he played footy, though.
Wasn't it?
No. That's not his real name.
VJ.
No, it's not.
What's his real name then?
I can't remember. It's definitely not Vance Stewart.
Really?
No, that's his stage name.
So he made up Vance to call himself.
Oh, looks like maybe somebody made it up for him.
Wow.
I don't know.
And tomorrow we'll do our makeup name. If we're superstars in music, What would we call ourselves?
We might put that on our socials. Yeah. Things. All right. We've gone. I don't know how we've ended up here.
Hey, we're random, baby.
Let's do this. It's time for your MEG, for your performance of the weekend, MG.
Well, it's not James Keogh.
Who's James Keogh?
Vance Joy.
That's his real name, is it?
Yep.
All right.
How quick are our listeners with our tweets and stuff? Look, the bloke we just had on the show, obviously, is a great nominee, Tarek Sims. 3 tries in one half. He was in beast mode. But the MEG this week goes to Japan's first ever player to win a Grand Slam, Naomi Osaka.
Naomi Osaka, US Open champion, instant star.
Fantastic, wasn't it?
Let's not dwell upon what Serena did or didn't do, because everyone else has had their say on that. I'll just say that Serena is a very good winner, but she's also a poor loser.
Yep. But congratulations to Naomi Osaka, 20 years of age.
20 years of age. The world is her oyster.
Absolutely. All right, MG, we are out of time. Tomorrow on the show, Trent Merrin's going to be joining us from the Penrith Panthers. Charlotte Kaslick's going to be coming in as well.
We'll hopefully have the winner of the Brad Fittler medal on the line as well.
It's going to be busy.
He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.
The Rush Hour podcast is about to hit the showers, smelling good, by supporting your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.